Good morning, everyone. Greetings from Bali. This is Kat Kabira. So I'd love to talk to you very briefly about energetic boundaries. Now, this is obviously a very, very long topic, but I just wanted to give you 2 points. So I've had a lot of clients lately that when I'm sitting with them, and the way that I work with energy is not just what I'm seeing in your energy body, but because I'm really interested in how your energetic field reflects and impacts your life, your reality. And, I always do like an initial just kind of sitting together and, talking and looking at the relational field. And I had a client yesterday that, when we were sitting together, like it felt for me like she was just kind of like digging into my system and she wasn't doing it consciously. And so it felt like her energy was like just like all up against me. And she was like trying to just pour into my whole system and get a lot of information. And I knew she didn't know she was doing this. And the reason why I can recognize it is that it's something that I used to do. I used to have people be like, I feel like you can see into my soul and it doesn't make me that comfortable. So what I had to learn personally, and what I teach when I'm seeing this in people, is that when you're unconsciously overseeing or overlooking or invading someone else's energy field, usually it's when it's unconscious, like you're insecure, uncomfortable, you don't feel safe. You might not even know that this is how you're feeling. And so your coping mechanism, your survival is I'm gonna track you. I'm gonna go inside to your system and see what's going on so that I actually know how to, so I feel safe. I've got this information. And so usually when I work with clients, there's, much more of a like let me help you find your safety so you don't always have to track others. And that's a much longer description, but I just wanted to say that. The other side times that we do that is almost like an egotistical, like I get like empaths or people who are new to healing and they're just like, oh my God, like I get all this information and I don't know what to do with it. And it's so great. There's almost like that, like I'm a victim to my sensitivity. And so that also is, very invasive and not okay. Like you don't look at someone's system, without their permission. And, I oftentimes when like people meet me for the first time, they're like, what do you see? And I'm like, I don't know. You haven't paid me any money. I'm not looking. And I say that with tongue in cheek, but it's like, you can actually, I mean, it's essential that you learn to manage these parts of you, especially for my friends who are more psychic. Otherwise you're going to feel like bombarded and invaded and scattered and drained, and it's just not fun. So there's that. The other piece around energetic boundaries, and this is actually a whole different spectrum, is it okay when you're receiving a healing session? And let's say you've got beef with someone else or a challenge with someone else, is it okay to also pull them into the healing session? What do you think? So in general, it's like you can't do healing work on someone without their permission, right? Like I just want you to know that. And one way that people can work with that, if like the person isn't accessible or they've passed on, is like you ask permission to their spirit. But I'm going to speak specifically if someone's still alive. Where it's appropriate is, let's say you personally are having a challenge with someone. So you're calling in, if you haven't gotten verbal permission, which is always more important if you can do that. But let's say it's like you're in a place where you aren't actually actively speaking to one another, and it would just be weird to like call them up or send them a text. You can ask permission from their spirit and make sure that they say yes. So I've been in situations when their spirits are like, nope. But you can only look at the impact that you're having in your field and the impact that they're having on their field and work out that piece. So where it's not appropriate is to think like, oh, their spirit gave me permission, So now I'm going to just start working on them and almost try to fix them, for one shape, one reason or another. Like, that's not okay. Like, you still need to actively ask them permission if they actually want that. So, if it's something where it's like, let's see, say you feel estranged with someone and you're not sure why and it really hurts your feelings, you can almost ask their spirit, like, what's going on, and heal the relational field as it directly impacts you. But it's not appropriate to suddenly just think like, oh, I can go fix them or heal them, so that they're behaving the way I want them to. Like, that's not okay. I hope it's clear because there's a lot of nuances in this, but I notice a lot of times energetic boundaries aren't always respected when we're doing healing work. And that is like the most essential thing. Like, you don't do healing work on someone if they haven't given you permission. I've gotten sick when people think they're helping me out, and it's like, no, I just wanted a massage. I didn't want whatever you're doing to me. But also, like, if you're bringing someone else in, like, I actually had a client where she thought she was healing the relational field, but she was actually trying to go like fix him a little bit. And he was sensitive enough that he could feel it. And he actually called her up and got really mad and said, like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't okay. Like, you're working with my field and I haven't said this is okay. So I really cannot like emphasize enough how essential it is that you respect energetic boundaries. Anyway, sending you lots of love and have a beautiful day. If you want to learn more about boundaries, I am like your boundaries bonanza lady. So we can talk about it on all levels. Bye.